Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine outside today with daytime highs approaching 21. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 5 above. Overcast tomorrow, chance for snow, daytime highs approaching 18. About an inch of snow tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. trade mission to Dubai and the United Arab Emirates wrapped up. During a conference call, Ag Secretary Vilsack said he was very happy that the trade mission participants could be face-to-face with potential customers.
First and foremost, really happy about the fact that we were able to begin once again to have face-to-face trade missions instead of virtual missions. We had 25 U.S. companies, 6 cooperator groups, 8 State Departments of Agriculture, 2 regional trade groups, 41 participants in all, focused on supporting and advocating for more trade here in Dubai, in the Middle East, in the Gulf countries, as well as in Africa. 71 regional buyers attended during the course of the trade mission. Over 300 business meetings took place. So obviously, people left here, I think, satisfied that they had a good trade mission.
Climate smart agriculture was another important topic of conversation during the trade mission.
The Aim for Climate initiative, this was an initiative that the United States and the UAE launched at COP26. When we launched it, there were roughly 80 partners who were interested. We had 8 sprint initiatives. These are research initiatives looking at ways in which technologies and advancements in climate smart agriculture can be instituted into the market quickly. We now have another 55 partners for a total of 140 partners.
Well, during the meetings on the climate smart agriculture, the U.S. and its partner countries focused the discussions on 4 main areas of work for 2022.
Assisting smallholder farmers in middle-income and low-income countries, looking at methane reduction strategies, the embracing of emerging technologies like nanotechnology, biotechnology, robotics, and AI, as well as advancing ecological research, which is research in the area of regenerative agriculture, soil health, areas that were pretty significant in terms of our ability to embrace climate-smart agriculture and to reduce the greenhouse gas footprint of agriculture globally.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Wichita police have arrested a 32-year-old man on charges of aggravated domestic battery, rape, and theft. Booking records show Zachary Lattimore of Wichita was arrested after officers investigated a domestic violence incident that occurred after midnight on Tuesday in the 1400 block of East Wassel. When officers arrived on the scene, they made contact with a 23-year-old woman who reported being battered and sexually assaulted by Lattimore. Lattimore was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail. His bond is set at $100,000. The Johnson County District Attorney is putting certain businesses on notice. The office is sending letters to businesses selling Delta 8 THC products. The letters notify business owners they have until March 20th of this year to pull the products from their shelves. If they don't, business owners could face drug charges. The only exception is if the product is made from industrial hemp and doesn't contain more than 0.3% THC. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck Monthly at Rusty Export. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Export, lock in your incentives, and lock in your price at factory invoice. Only Rusty Export will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for. And lock in your price at factory invoice when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford and lock in your price at factory invoice. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Export. Factory invoice pricing, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Export. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEkford.com.
Offer filed under approved orders made by 4-4-2022 with a pure credible statute. If you do not qualify, limited from 564 million credit, 0% APR for 36 months, 2778 per month, 1,000 finance. Offer reduced to you and offers cannot combine.
After initially being called for a disturbance between 29-year-old Richard Cody Lyon and 44-year-old Alvino Damian Almarez, police learned that Almarez had threatened Lyon with a machete. That's according to Hayes Police Chief Don Scheibler. Lyon was arrested on suspicion of burglary, theft, and criminal damage to property. Almarez was arrested on suspicion of burglary, theft, and criminal damage to property, along with aggravated assault. One person was seriously injured Tuesday morning in a two-vehicle crash on a Southeast Kansas Highway, authorities said. The crash was reported around 10:08 a.m. Tuesday on U.S. 69 Highway, about 6 miles northwest of Arcadia in Crawford County. According to the KHP, a 2013 Chevrolet Express G2500 van was northbound on U.S. 69 when it crossed the center line and sideswiped a 2016 Ford F-750 truck. The driver of the Chevy van, James David Anderson, 49, of Fulton, Kansas, was taken to Via Christi Hospital in Pittsburgh with serious injuries. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home with a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance. We can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Several female state lawmakers are calling for an overhaul of how the Nebraska legislature handles sexual harassment investigations following the resignation of a male state senator who admitted he took photos of a female subordinate without her consent. The half-dozen lawmakers on Tuesday recounted their own experiences of being groped, harassed, and belittled. State Senator Migroni abruptly resigned on Monday and abandoned his campaign to be a University of Nebraska regent. The Republican acknowledged Friday that he took photos of the legislative staffer in his office, but he said none were sexual in nature. A Sidney man's court case will move ahead as planned after the Nebraska Supreme Court denied his motion to move the case to juvenile court. Jeffrey Lohman is charged with use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony and second-degree assault after an incident in Sidney's Legion Park in August of last year. At the time of the alleged act, Lohman was 17 years old. The Cheyenne County Court, however, charged him as an adult. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Black Squirrel City origin story, which was postponed, has been rescheduled this Thursday evening beginning at 5:30 at the Marysville City Building. In celebrating the 50th anniversary of Marysville's designation as Black Squirrel City, voting is currently underway to select the most popular of the 34 original Black Squirrel statues located in the community. The five atop the voting will be featured on the first round of collectible memorabilia to be produced as part of a year-long celebration. Voting can be done by liking the squirrel photos that appear on the Facebook page, Black Squirrel City, or in person, any Marysville bank. You may select as many squirrels as you like, with selections due by Monday, February 28. In 1972, Marysville City Council passed an ordinance to protect black squirrels. This year of celebration culminating with events in October, which has marked Black Squirrel Night festivities each year since. Plans are being finalized, but will include a parade featuring 16 new black squirrel statues set to join the 34 currently on display throughout the community. Black squirrels make up about 20% of the city's squirrel population. Again, the Black Squirrel City origin story this Thursday evening at 5:30 at the Marysville City Building is free and open to the public. Nemaha, Jackson, Pottawatomie, and Shawnee County Conservation Districts will host the statewide Women in Agriculture event in Corning this Saturday, February 26th. The day-long session of speakers will include topics like soil health, agritourism, financing the farm, shopping Kansas farms, and keynote speakers Mark and Annette Potter will discuss all things mental health and depression. The registration is free, but space is limited. Advance reservations are requested. Phone 785-336-2186, extension 133, for the Women in Agriculture Seminar in Corning this Saturday. State Representative Lisa Mosier was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. A number of bills are being considered by the Kansas legislature. Mosier took up the first joint bill passed this session.
To start off with, the first thing that the House and Senate both did was to pass House Bill HB 2477, which basically relaxes some regulations to help hospitals and nursing homes hire the help that they need because they have been so severely impacted by COVID. It allows certain healthcare professionals to be hired that maybe they're in medical training or they are licensed in other states, but they can be hired by facilities in Kansas. And it also suspends certain licensures and requirements for adult care homes. So basically, this helps the healthcare industry get the employees they need to take care of people in hospitals and in our adult care homes. And so that was a huge piece that we did right out of the gate in mid-January.
The conversation with Lisa Mosier continues this weekend. Join the public affairs program Saturday at 7:10 on KNDY. A lengthy process of redistricting legislative seats in Kansas continues.
Redistricting has been huge on the forefront. The House and Senate passed the congressional maps, which are the maps for the four congressional districts here in Kansas for Jake LaTurner, Tracy Mann, Sharice Davids, and Representative Ron Estes. The governor vetoed the map last week, and we overrode her veto this week. And we expect now that the maps will probably end up in court for a check and balance, and we're confident that they were drawn correctly and don't split up any voting populations. And so you'll just have to watch for more on that. And once the congressional maps are confirmed, then work will begin on state senator maps and the state representative maps. So redistricting is a long way from being over.
Connie P. Schneider, age 82, of Washington, passed away February 14th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Connie Schneider. Vernon W. Neiman, age 85, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Private burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Vern Neiman. Corey J. Waters, age 26, of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at the church at 7. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Corey Waters.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Skies will clear up across the region today before another low pressure system makes its way through overnight and into Thursday.
Temperatures will remain extremely chilly throughout the Midwest, with our highs ranging in the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the single digits and lower teens throughout Nebraska, the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 20s throughout Missouri. As we head into the overnight and early morning hours of Thursday, we can expect some snow showers as another fairly large low pressure system makes its way through. Overnight tonight, we can expect to see lows just above and below zero throughout Iowa and Nebraska, the lower teens and just below zero throughout Kansas, and the lower teens and mid-20s throughout Missouri. Snow showers will fall throughout the afternoon on Thursday, but skies will clear back up throughout Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 48, record high on this date 80, the average low 24, and the record low is 4 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:13, sunrise the morning at 7:09.
When selling your home, curb appeal is important, but so is nose appeal. We will explain today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 23rd, the 54th day of the year. Actress Dakota Fanning has a birthday, and it was 77 years ago today that Joe Rosenthal snapped the iconic photo of Marines raising the American flag on Iwo Jima's Mount Suribachi. If you'll be raising the for sale sign in front of your house this spring, remember this. The first thing people notice when they step into your home is not the carpet, the draperies, or the paint, but the smell. Real estate experts suggest baking a batch of cookies or an apple pie before showering your home. A bowl of polished fruit adds an appealing touch, and you can add fragrance as well as a brilliant shine to woodwork by rubbing with orange soil. The rule of thumb is easy to remember. Smells sell. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Ochai Vaje scored 23 points and passed Wilt Chamberlain on the Kansas career scoring list, leading the number 5 Jayhawks to a 102-83 win over Kansas State last night at Allen Fieldhouse. Vaje has 1,444 points in 110 games, 26th on Kansas's all-time list. He passed Wilt Chamberlain with his 13th point of the first half. Chamberlain had 1,433 points in 48 games. For Kansas State, Marquise Noel scored 20 points, Nigel Pax, Selton Miguel, and Mike McGurl each had 13, and Mark Smith added 11. Switching gears and talking college baseball, Oklahoma scored three times in the bottom of the first inning and never trailed, knocking off Wichita State 6-2 on a chilly Tuesday afternoon at L. Dale Mitchell Park in Norman, Oklahoma. The Sooners are now 3-1. The Shockers are 0-4. The Shockers continue their road trip tonight at 6:30 against Texas State at Globe Life Field. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Kansas City Chiefs have released linebacker Anthony Hitchens. According to the Chiefs, Hitchens played 119 games, 107 of those he started, across eight NFL seasons. Those games were both with the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Hitchens entered the NFL as a fourth-round draft pick for the Cowboys in 2014. As a free agent, he signed with the Chiefs in 2018. The Ladies Professional Golf Association said the World Golf Hall of Fame member Annika Sorenstam will headline the 78-player field for the 2022 Senior LPGA Championship from July 22nd to 24th at the Salina Country Club. The championship will mark the first LPGA Tour family event for Sorenstam in the Sunflower State since her runner-up finish in the 2002 U.S. Women's Open at Prairie Dunes Country Club in Hutchinson. Chris Nickel, general manager and operating partner of Salina Country Club, said, quote, "This is a major chapter in the history of Salina Country Club. We are excited to share our story on a grand scale," unquote. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, be in Bramlage Coliseum this Saturday, February 26th, as your K-State men's basketball team hosts Iowa State at 1 p.m. A Wildcat 4-pack of reserve bench tickets is just $75. Reserve yours today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. See you at 1 p.m. Saturday as your Cats take on the Cyclones. Go Cats!
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls' action. Wamego took Marysville 63-35. Clay Setter down Concordia 49-19. Chapman over Abilene 51-39. Valley Heights girls beat Blue Valley 68-48. Centralia took Axtell 50-28. In boys' play, Wamego edged Marysville 60-57. Concordia took Clay Setter 57-54. And Abilene over Chapman 53-40.
It was another clean sweep for the Wamego Red Raiders as they defeated your Marysville Bulldogs in both actions. Starting with the girls, fell to the Red Raiders 63-35. Ashton Pearson with 21 points on the side of Wamego and Paige Donnelly with 12 as well. On the side of Marysville, 10 from Madison Runnabom and 8 from Maddie Capp. Eva Peschel went down early in the second quarter with an apparent leg injury, did not return. Then on the side of the boys' action, they unfortunately fell to the Wamego Red Raiders 60-57 in a tremendous fourth quarter comeback for the Red Raiders. Leading the way for them, Jake Fritz with 29 points, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, and then 10 points from Ledger Rowden. And then in the loss for Marysville, Jack Lauer at 21, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and then Sam Jefferson with 14, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. For KNDY Radio, I'm Paxton Gordon.
Add a dramatic touch of elegance to your indoor decor with Fiddle Leaf Fig. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may have recently noticed these tree-like houseplants in many of the decorating magazines. Their tall columnar form and large fiddle-shaped leaves make them a standout against neutral-colored walls and furnishings. Grow these tropical beauties in or near a warm, sunny window, away from drafts of hot or cold air. Turn the plants occasionally to encourage even growth. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil is slightly dry. Pour off any excess water that remains in the saucer, or place pebbles in the saucer to elevate the pot above the excess water. Allow to evaporate and increase the humidity around the plant. Go easy on the fertilizer. Most houseplants only need to be fertilized once every 1 to 3 months and only when they are actively growing March through September. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grain's 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grain's Breads, baking our best for you.
Elvis once sang about the Jailhouse Rock. In fact, many of us know that tune decades after it was first recorded. Who knew it would become a catchy title for some important work in the state of Missouri? The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
29 years ago, Randy Hayward felt God was calling him to begin visiting jails to minister to inmates. He had no experience in doing this, and he says his closest brush with the law was a speeding ticket. Nonetheless, he began making those trips to county jails, and slowly a group of volunteers grew to continue this non-denominational outreach.
One individual that is on our board now said, "You got to have a name for that." And I said, "For the jail ministry?" I didn't want, you know, Randy Hayward Jail Prison Ministry. You know, that wasn't me.
So what to do about a name? He got an interesting suggestion.
I was talking to my son-in-law, J.R. Woods, and he said, "I think I got a name for you." "Well, what is it?" He said, "How about Jailhouse Rock?" I said, "Jailhouse Rock?" I said, "That's Elvis." He said, "I know. Jailhouse is where you go, and the rock is who you represent."
The name stuck. Randy and others have enjoyed the conversations it sparks.
We've got an office on the square in Stockton. It says Jailhouse Rock Ministries, and I have a few people pop in over the years and say, is Elvis in the house?" And I say, "No, but Jesus is."
Randy says the name of the ministry often appeals to those in jail as well. It's different and doesn't sound too heavy-handed, and many have benefited from what these volunteers provide.
29 years has proved it was all God doing it. So Bibles, Christian books, Bible studies, all those kind of things we send into all the county jails, all the prisons in Missouri. The whole state is covered with Jailhouse Rock's materials.
The work continues with Elvis's popular song, the catchy title, that opens doors and opens hearts to the life-giving message. Traveling the Countryside in Stockton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Maple trees are beautiful and they taste good on pancakes. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The maples in your grove might be perfect for collecting fresh sap to make syrup as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to normal, but for today's top farmers, there's only moving ahead. And just like you, we've never stopped working. When Commodity Classic returns to New Orleans, you can look forward to the same premier agricultural and educational experience you've come to expect. From the only event designed by farmers, for farmers. Because we understand the only way to get back to normal is by pushing ahead. Join us when we return March 10th through 12th. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you've never had real maple syrup, you're missing out on a wonderful treat. Tap your own maple trees and boil down the sap.
Sugar maples and red maples have the highest concentration of sugar and are the best varieties to tap. They should be at least a foot and a half in diameter and have large, healthy crowns. The recommendation is 1 to 3 taps, depending on the tree's size. Mark Iselhart is an extension maple specialist in Vermont. He says Mother Nature has most of the control of what you end up with.
So if you're talking mid-20s at night and then maybe touching 40 or so during the day, that's when you're going to get a really high amount of flow. If you have that pattern freezing and thawing for a number of days, that tap hole will continue to run. But if you have a few days where it doesn't quite hit freezing or it doesn't quite warm up, then the sap flow will stop.
Maple sap flows up from the roots and down from the branches. But the spout can only be placed one way. That's on the sunniest side of the tree in a hole made with a 3/8 inch drill bit.
Drill probably about 2 inches deep. That would be from the bark in 2 inches. And make that bit have a slightly uphill angle so that the sap will flow out. You just want to go in and out. You don't want to move the bit around and make an oddly shaped hole.
Tap the spout, which is called a spile, firmly into the hole. Hang a 3 to 5 gallon bucket from the spile and cover it to keep rainfall from diluting the sap. The average yield from one tap hole is from 5 to 15 gallons, but it takes 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. Learn more about tapping maple trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A breakthrough in hemp genetics offers market expansion potential. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. They say good things come in threes. That certainly applies to Trident, the new industry standard in nitrogen loss prevention from Verdesian Life Sciences. Trident protects against all three forms of nitrogen loss, making more nitrogen available to the plant. And with fertilizer costs so high these days, better nitrogen use efficiency means more to your bottom line. Talk to your local ag retailer today to learn more about Trident. A company called New West Genetics in Fort Collins, Colorado, has found a way to double the seed and flower production of hemp. Company president and CEO Wendy Mosher says they've bred a trait that leads to nearly all hemp plants in a field to be female.
What our breeders have done and our geneticists is identify kind of the genes around sex and then throughout the breeding on both the males and female side, right? Because we have to control both. Through breeding, been able to produce a trait that performs across a few different lines of genetics that skews that ratio up to 99% female.
The reason that's good, says Mosher, is that female plants produce way more seed and flowers than male plants.
Growing for both grain and fiber, or for both grain and CBD and fiber, even tri-purpose, this will make a big difference. It will enable you to offer your crop to ingredient manufacturers or grain processors at a much lower price, which will enlarge our market. So you will make more as a grower, and you will have a larger market to sell to because these economics are more akin to what people are used to.
Mosher says hemp uses are expanding to feed grains, fiber, oils, biofuels, and more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. All the recent data across the nation shows that there are just shy of 62,000 empty shipping containers, all at the Port of Los Angeles terminals. There are roughly 25 total vessels waiting to be unloaded, down from January's peak of 109. At the same time, and while the logjam is slowly starting to get untangled, it has slowed production down with products leaving the United States.
They come over with electronics, unload them, take grain products back. That's the way it's worked. And at sometimes there's almost so many containers over here, they'll not quite take them back to Asia for free, but it's a backhaul. So it's a reduced rate.
That was Chuck Kunish, the branch manager for the Michigan Agricultural Commodities, where he says the gridlock at the ports jams up other transportation methods across the nation as well.
The trains that are bringing the product into the port can't get into the port because there's no way to unload them. Then it backs up to Chicago and Detroit, where the railroads won't even load the containers on a train because they don't want a train sitting full of containers they can't unload.
He goes on to say that when there's a backlog like this, places even like Michigan's agricultural commodities are just sitting on grain waiting for them to be shipped.
This container thing just completely derailed shipping product by containers to Asia.
Back in December of 2021, the House passed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act to make it easier for ag products to make it to their overseas destinations. American Farm Bureau, National Milk Producers Federation, and other organizations have all voiced their support. However, Kunis says that there needs to be an easing of trucking regulations in California, an end to trucking strikes in Canada, and more labor to really be able to see progress on the issue.
Even if we're getting ahead on the containers, now we're falling apart on everything else we got to ship across the border. We're just stopped. We can't ship corn or soybeans or containers over to Ontario, and we can't bring wheat back.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford, lock in your incentives, and lock in your price at factory invoice. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for. And lock in your price at factory invoice when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford and lock in your price at factory invoice. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Factory invoice pricing, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Public dollar is good words, paid by Ford, Ford, 2023, with three critical taxes, and final fall. By limited for financing, Ford, Ford, credit, year, percent APR, for 36 months, and 2778, for 100,000 taxes.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. One of the world's largest food trade shows is Gulf Food in Dubai. The U.S. Meat Export Federation participated and made possible through the support of USDA, the Beef Checkoff, and the Texas Beef Council. President CEO Dan Hullstrom says Gulf Food is an excellent venue for showcasing U.S. beef.
The hotel occupancy rates in the region are sky high. Food service is starting to rebound as well. There's a sense of optimism around the business here in this part of the world today. You know, we have higher prices, which is all, it's a price sensitive area of the world. You know, traditionally a beef variety meat region into the Middle East. But I think what we're working on is to try to expand that product profile and expand it into more of the muscle cut section, and not necessarily just middle meats either. You know, there's sirloin cap and things like this, you know, also a brisket and shoulder clod and things like this that are also being focused on. So, yeah, trying to increase that cut mix is another focus in this region.
Test, test, test. And traders from India signed contracts to import a record 100,000 tons of soy oil from the U.S. India made the buy because of limited supplies from drought-hit South America during a time when the price of rival palm oil is at record high levels. The increased purchases from the U.S. are expected to support U.S. soy oil prices, which are 20% higher this year and close to their highest point in 10 years. India is the world's biggest edible oil importer and usually buys from Argentina and Brazil. Lower soybean output in those two countries forced India to turn to the U.S. That is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Scouting for weeds, look for more than the usual suspects. You might find some weeds that surprise you on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to FBN.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
We all know that weeds are getting harder to control due to volatile weather, and herbicides need more activity to control them for a longer period of time. And that's just the weeds we focus on. Weeds that were once eradicated or usually not a problem are making their presence known. Sean Hoke is the U.S. corn herbicide product lead for Syngenta. He predicts the top of the weedy villain list for 2022 will include the usuals such as water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. But you may find that some oddball weeds are starting to show up in your fields.
Burr cucumbers, we're hearing more and more about morning glories and, you know, some of these weeds that you might find traditionally in river bottoms that you're starting to hear more about. A lot of weeds are really starting to shift because we're doing more conservation practices like no-till and more cover crops, those sorts of things. It may help us manage some weeds, but then you kind of invite these other weeds into the party, so to speak, and now you got to think of ways to combat those.
Scout the conservation areas around your fields and take care of the weeds there to make sure they don't sneak in where they're not supposed to.
We like to talk a lot about zero tolerance, and there's a lot of different ways you can manage weeds. You talk about the weeds that are coming back, and it's the ones that are emerging later, like we mentioned, those weeds and grasses as well. And just doing things like cultural practices, keeping your buffer areas mowed and keeping things from going to seed.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how weeds will take the opportunity where they find it at agriculture.com.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Amanda Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's getting close to the wrap-up here in just a little bit. And grain market has definitely moved into the green after starting off kind of mixed across the board today and a little bit slower, but corn has definitely popped up and seeing some decent gains now after really joining the positive side just the last hour or so. March corn is in the green right now, 8.5 cents, sitting at 6.83 and a quarter. We had Kansas City wheat for March also in the green by 35.5 cents, sitting at 9.17 and a quarter. The May also up by 33 cents. So that's 2 days in a row of some major gains. Yesterday, wheat was sitting at near 40 cent gains by the end. And the bean market, same story here. They're moving further up. March soybeans are up 36 and three quarters, currently sitting at 16.71 and three quarters. The meal for March was up $17.60 at 4.71.30. The May also up by 15 and a half bucks there. And the bean oil in the green by a quarter right now. It's $70.40. So positive numbers all across the board there. Cotton has slowed down just slightly, but they are still in the green right now. March cotton sitting up 99 cents, sitting at 122.10. And the canola for March in the green by $13.15 at 10:46 even. Oats market, a little bit positive here as well, but they have slowed down some. March oats are sitting at 4.5 cents at 684¾. The May oats also in the green by 1¾ cents at 678¼. Over in the livestock market, they started off kind of mixed on the board today, but they have moved further into the red as the day's gone along. February live cattle, little bit of movement here finally to get ready to finish off the day, down 17 cents at 143.57. The April live cattle down by 55 cents at 145.47. In the feeder cattle, March down $1.05, sitting at 163.17. And the lean hogs, after a few days of gains, lost just about all of it today with April lean hogs down $3.50 at 805.57. We'll see how they close in just a little bit. U.S. dollar index today in the green a little bit, with March index in the green by 17 cents at 96.18.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford, lock in your incentives, and lock in your price at factory invoice. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for, and lock in your price at factory invoice when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford and lock in your price at factory invoice. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Factory invoice pricing, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Public call is approved. Ordered by 4-4-2022. The three critical statutes. You cannot fall by limited credit financing. Four more credit. 0% APR. For 36 months, it's 2778. For 100,000 seconds.
National FFA Week is February 19th through the 26th, and FFA students across the country will be sharing their stories. I'm National FFA President Cole Bearlocker from the state of Washington. National FFA Week is a time to share what FFA is and the impact it has on members every day. And because FFA and agricultural education prepare students for careers, leadership, and the ability to face what the future holds, that impact is profound. Share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
A salute to our local FFA members and chapters from Performance Ag, United Bank and Trust, Blue Valley Trailer Sales, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, and Kuhlman Implement and Hardware.
I am Emma Brungart, a junior at Valley Heights High School. I have learned many great skills through FFA, like leadership and life skills, a good work ethic, confidence, and much more. FFA influences schools and communities by building leaders, providing service, and FFA affects how kids go out and represent themselves in the public. I'm looking forward to getting out and finding an agricultural-related job that best fits my interests so I can continue educating others about agriculture.
A salute to our local FFA members and chapters from Performance Ag, United Bank and Trust, Blue Valley Trailer Sales, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, and Kuhlman Implement and Hardware.
KNDY.
Heaven beyond the sun, we'll pave our lives one by one.
My plans and hopes have tumbled down, my castle of dreams plunged to the ground.
How can you face me after what you've done?
Heaven beyond the sun,
we'll pave our lives one by one.
I treasured you so for gold. For worldly goods you left me cold.
You're happy now, but the time will come. Your false lies will leave you one by one.
One by one, you broke each vow we made. Heaven beyond the sun.
We'll pay for our lives one by one.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.